website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to you joining in the dialogue and the discussion on the issue of the day. Each and every day as we face the issues, our lines are open, inviting you to make your telephone call. The call goes direct through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion each and every day. Let me remind you, Let's Face the Issues is a radio broadcast that's designed around you, our listener. It's a Q&A format. We set the stage, ask the questions, invite you to join the dialogue and the discussion by dialing 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes right through to the studios, right to our headset so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue and discussion on the issue. As we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. We do not base our position on the issues each and every day on some political dialogue, some denominational dogma, or some philosophical rhetoric. We base it on the authority of the Scripture. It is the ultimate truth book. Truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, made this statement: "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a wonderful declaratory statement is made: "Thy word is truth." And then in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the Scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So, ladies and gentlemen, let me commend to you the truth book. I realize that in society today, truth is not sought after, generally speaking. I recognize that truth is demeaned and dissed and somehow, some way, attempt to destroy what is called truth. If you don't believe that, just watch some of the hearings that's going on now in the Beltway in Washington in relationship to Hunter Biden, the Biden family cabal, the treason that has taken place with Biden using his position as vice president and as president. And as we have understood, some $10 to $20 to $30 million been given to Joe Biden by the enemies of America. That's treason. That's treason. But you hear those folks being interviewed and you would think they're saints. Some you would think they're dumb as a rock because refusing to answer the question. Just about like a few months back when the latest Supreme Court justice was interviewed, and she was asked a simple question: "What is a woman?" She said, I'm not a biologist. I don't know that I could answer that." Ladies and gentlemen, if that's the quality of people we're putting into office, we need to be more frightened than we are in relationship to where we're headed. But they avoid truth. They deny truth. It goes back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, and may I quote, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And that's my challenge. We understand the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell made a statement: "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that to be very, very true today, if I can use that spin on the term truth. We realize that truth is not sought after. in America today, or around the world for that matter. In fact, the latest survey shows that 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35 year old age group, make this statement: each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an impossibility. You might want to come up with your own set of facts, but you can't come up with your own truth. It's an impossibility. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators, and they have a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. It's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a gigantic benchmark. You can see it miles away. 165-foot flagpole, U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application of employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. We're going to do a brief monologue. After the monologue, we welcome your calls with your insight, your questions, and comments. I'm thankful to say that we've got those that are listening by way of internet across the nation. Patty and Richard listening out in Oregon. I'm thankful for their tuning in each day, and perhaps hundreds and hundreds of others that we're not aware of. And so I'm thankful for each of you that join in the listening. And I pray that it's an inspiration, information, and educational process for us, because much of what we say on this broadcast each day, you'd rarely hear on the Socialist Marxist Communist Network news. And I believe every Christian needs to be informed. We're asking the question today, coming from Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live? How should we then live? In Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, there's the challenge to warn of danger ahead. The third verse says, if he seeth the sword come to the land to blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not the warning, the sword come and take him away, and the blood shall be upon his own head. It says, but if the watchman on the wall, the sword warns and sees the sword coming, blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require upon the watchman's hands. So, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you'll understand that God holds us responsible to be the watchman on the wall, warning of dangers to come. And I have been privileged to be in this position of doing this for years and years and years and years, and I'm still less than 100 years old, and I am blessed by the opportunity to bring to you the warning as the watchman on the wall each and every day. Perhaps you've noticed, ladies and gentlemen, the rapid change in the world. You realize that our world is changing so rapidly that you can awaken each morning and we're in a different world, literally, than we were the day before. We live in a woke culture today, a culture, ladies and gentlemen, where the socialist, Marxist, communist appear to be focused on the entire society. In fact, let me just read you a quote from Cal Thomas. Cal Thomas recently said, and I quote, "Fairness has gone out the window. Now, the greatest power the media has is the power to ignore stories they don't want to report on, which is an influence in shaping public opinion." End quote. Let me read that again. I find it to be intriguing because it is so spot on with truth. Cal Thomas says, fairness has gone out the window. Now, the greatest power the media has is the power to ignore stories they don't want to report on, which is an influence in shaping public opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have a two-tier justice system. Today in America, we have a justice system that is for the Biden family cabal, the Clinton entourage, and others, but it's a totally different justice system for the average person, especially if you are Donald Trump, especially if you question the election in 2020 and 2022, especially if you question the source of COVID and the purpose behind it in the created in the bioweapons lab in Wuhan, China, for the purpose of mass genocide. If you question that, it's misinformation, it's disinformation, and therefore, as a Christian, as a conservative, and as a patriot, it puts the Christian, the conservative, and the patriot right in the crosshairs of the Biden administration's attempt to eviscerate our faith, our families, and our freedom. And that's a quote from Tony Perkins just a few months back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're told that there's about a 288% increase in violence against churches today. Let me just read you a brief headline. Violence against churches is up 288%. Where are the headlines on that? Ladies and gentlemen, there's silence, as Cal Thomas said. It is, he says, as he calls it, fairness is going out the window. Because the Socialist Marxist Communist Network News media will not report to us the truth about COVID, will not report to the general public the truth about the deaths as a result of the death jab called the COVID vaccination, will not report to us the truth of the Biden and the Biden family cabal and what's taking place. But to find out that violence against churches is up 288% and there's no headlines, this writer says, there's no question that the news media focus on violence in our society. That's news, right? But do the headlines report all kinds of violence? Sometimes that's a valid question. One area that might fit that would be the ongoing, ever-increasing violence against Christians and churches. How often do we read about or hear about that? This article further states, the latest report issued by the Center for Religious Liberty at the Family Research Council addressed the growing assault against our churches. The study said the increase contributes to an environment of hostility toward all Christians, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to ask the question, how should we then live? Based on what we see taking place, based on the truth that is not being reported by the Communist Network News, how should we then live? As Christians today, what ought we to do in relationship to that? Ladies and gentlemen, another headline. This headline says, yet again, state taken to court for apparent hatred for Christianity. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when's the last time you heard anything on the socialist Marxist news media about hatred toward Christians? Generally speaking, if they touch on anything that a state or local governmental agency is doing in the persecution, the prosecution of a Christian, they will blame it on the Christian. He said something wrong. She did something wrong. They shouldn't have stood, shouldn't have taken a stand before the school board. By the way, that's another story altogether. Where the DOJ, a year and a half ago, prepared a 32-page document transmitted to the FBI for the FBI director to implement that made it appear as though Christian conservative patriots were domestic terrorists. If you'd go before a school board and challenge the teaching of pornography in the classroom under the guise of sex education, teaching to murder babies by way of abortion, teaching the kids some immoral, ungodly sexuality, and when a parent questions that, they were deemed to be, and yet today, that's not been removed, that ordinance has not changed, considered domestic terrorist. This article states, the state of Colorado, led by homosexual Democrat Governor Jared Polis is being taken to court for its formally adopted agenda for the intolerance of the Christian faith. The state already is well known for demanding Christians comply with the state-approved set of beliefs, which include the LGBTQ ideology. It's been formally determined by the U.S. Supreme Court that the state of Colorado have exhibited hostility toward Christianity, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just Colorado. It's not just California. It's not just Oregon and D.C. and Washington State. You can apply that across the board, across the nation, where there's a mindset that there's open, that Christians are an open target today. The mindset is that if you're a Christian, then we can come after you, we can demean you, we can call you whatever names we like, and there's no recourse for the Christian. That seems to be the mindset, the modus operandi that's been taken today. But the question is, Ezekiel asked the question, Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live? And it's on the basis of, if God has charged us with the responsibility of being a watchman on the wall, challenging and warning of danger ahead, if that is not done, the watchman is charged with the responsibility. In fact, the Bible says the blood is on his hands. If the watchman on the wall carries out the responsibility that God's charged us with, and then there's a refusal to listen, a refusal to learn, a refusal to follow the warning, then Ezekiel says, how should we then live? In other words, what ought we to do? What should be our position? Ladies and gentlemen, if there's an increase on the attacks on Christianity, it's by the socialist Marxists today. By the way, Marxism, socialism are all communism light. And today we have a watering down even more, calling it progressivism. And progressivism is nothing but communism light, L-I-T-E. And yet we find our entire socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic Party that prefer to be called progressives. And ladies and gentlemen, the truth is they're closet Marxist, closet socialist, closet communist. And that's what's dominating our society today. And I believe it's time Christians wake up, sit up, and understand that. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the Middle East, for example, is on fire. It's at war, the Middle East. The jihadists are attacking Israel, and yet the media claims it's Israel's fault. Now, I don't know if you've kept up with it or not, but I do very clearly, because we're watching the timepiece of God. We're watching the eschatological clock of God as we watch what is happening in the Middle East, especially as relates to Israel and Jerusalem. It is God's clock. It is God's time hand. It is God's determination of where we're going. Yet the media is silent. If the media says anything, ladies and gentlemen, they blame it on Netanyahu. They blame it on the conservative Jewish people. They blame it on the Jewish people in general. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Do you see the escalation of persecution and prosecution of Christians in America? Are you concerned about it? Do you believe that Christians should remain silent? Do you believe that we need to crawl in the closet and just simply, as one said recently, let the storm pass by? Ladies and gentlemen, I totally object to that. I totally reject it completely, because I believe it's time Christians stop being silent. I believe it's time we stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. I believe it's time we awaken to the fact that we are being persecuted and prosecuted, and therefore we need to stand up and speak up rather than sitting in silence. Today, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I'm talking about some of the things that you don't see on the news, that the media is not going to cover, the media is not going to tell us about. Did you realize that hundreds of people, men and women that are healthy, 18, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 50 years old, hundreds of people across America and around the globe, thousands, are dropping dead with myocarditis. That is an inflammation of the heart, having heart attacks, strokes, and dying. And yet we find silence in the media. They're not squeaking about it. They're not asking questions about it. They don't even cover it. If they cover it, they'll just talk about how that sportscaster just, while on live television, dropped dead. While that football player, while on the field, dropped dead. While that person on the basketball court dropped dead, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, it's misinformation and disinformation if we talk about it, if we bring out the facts, if we say anything about it. And that is part and parcel of what Cal Thomas was talking about when he said fairness has gone out the window. Now, the greatest power the media has is the power to ignore stories they don't want to report on, which is an influence in shaping public opinion. You'd be surprised how many times I talk with people about current issues and how it interfaces with the church and with Christians and with patriots and conservatives. And they say, well, I didn't hear that. I didn't know that. My question is, what are you watching? Most of the time, they're watching the Communist Network news and the social media in general. That's not going to tell the truth about what's happening. Just ignore it as though it's going away. But ladies and gentlemen, again, I say, at the risk of redundancy, I believe it's time Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. I believe it's time that we recognize what is taking place in our great nation today and say something and do something and stop being silent. In fact, in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe our nation, entire nation, is in a silent state of mourning. And that mourning is as a result of seeing that which is taking place and saying nothing and doing nothing in relationship to it. I believe we need to be verbal. Looking at a headline, biology professor fired for teaching biology. This week, First Liberty sent a letter to the Phillips College in the district of San Antonio, informing them of their unlawful actions against a client, Dr. Johnson Varkey, V-A-R-K-E-Y. The college fired him for teaching basic and widely accepted concepts of biology. In his role as an adjunct professor, Dr. Varkey taught human anatomy and physiology to more than 1,500 students since 2003. During Dr. Varkey's 20-year employment as a biology professor at St. Philip's College, he constantly received exemplary performance reviews and was never subject to discipline. Throughout that time, he never discussed with any student his personal views, religious or otherwise, on human gender or sexuality. But on November 2022, four of Dr. Varkey's students walked out of the class when he stated, consistent that his study of human biology and religious beliefs that sex was determined by the chromosome X and Y. In two decades of teaching these basic, unremarkable concepts, no other students had ever complained. But because, ladies and gentlemen, there was a complaint from four students, the professor was fired. Bottom line was because of his religious beliefs. The bottom line was because of his biblical stand. The bottom line of his firing was because he was taking a stand on the truth of the Word of God. He was taking a stand on the fact that God's Word says male and female created he them. God did not create Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve. God did not create Eve and Sarah. He created Adam and Eve. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a whole concept today that when you boil it down, when you analyze it, when you look at what is happening with the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, when you look at what is happening with the transgenderism, when you analyze what is taking place with the forced butchery and the debauched condition that they're leaving our teenagers in and young people today with cutting off body parts, ladies and gentlemen, it's a slap in the face of God. It's a slap in the face of the Christian. It is literally a smack right in the face of every child of God. It is saying to the Christian, your Bible is incorrect. God is a liar. God is not true. Therefore, we're going to fight you, but we're going to do so based on these issues. Ladies and gentlemen, each and every issue that we're talking about today that's immoral, unholy, ungodly, that's being pushed by the Biden administration can be traced back to the rudimentary, fundamental elementals of an attack on the Word of God, an attack on Christianity, an attack on the veracity of what God says. God said it, that settles it. But the mindset is today, we're going to undermine it. We're going to tear it down. We're going to destroy it. We're going to change this nation and this world based on what is seen through the prism of the socialist, Marxist, communist media and those that are movers and shakers in the woke society. Looking at a headline, criminal charges now urged for police who arrested a Christian for preaching. Criminal charges have been dropped against a Christian man who preached the gospel in public this month at an LGBTQ event in Pennsylvania. And now many are calling for charges and lawsuits to be filed against the police who made the arrest. Damon Atkins was arrested June 3rd by Sergeant Bradley on disorderly conduct charges after voicing biblical opposition to the Pride event in Reading, Pennsylvania. The event was all caught on video. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the fact that we have a dual system of justice, or should I call it injustice. We have a system today where the persecution, the prosecution is for the Christian, the conservative, the patriot, the one that stands on the Word of God, the one that is in his or her view being obedient to the Word of God. And I believe it's time Christians wake up, stand up, be heard, be seen. The question is, how should we then live? If we know these things are taking place, if we see them happening, and if you're awake and alive each day, you can't say that you don't see them happening. If you see them happening, you need to understand what is taking place and analyze it through the prism of the Word of God. How should we then live? What should we do? What ought to be our mindset, the modus operandi? Criminal charges now urged for police who arrested a Christian for preaching. Ladies and gentlemen, more and more we're finding Christians being persecuted and prosecuted for standing in front of a murder clinic called abortion clinic. And if you're silent, just bowing your head and praying, you can be arrested. Ladies and gentlemen, we've come to a low point in America that a year ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, we would have never dreamed possible. Looking at the headline, school district won't let student opt out of the LGBTQ pride lessons. The Olympic School District in Washington State is refusing to let the students opt out of the LGBTQ pride curriculum and activities. The district offers pride-related lessons in school as part of the journey toward gender-inclusive schools. According to the OSD Pride Month proclamation, spokesman said the lessons are part of the educational standard and that there's no opt-out. Students who skip the lessons will be marked for an unexcused absence. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a slap in the face of God. That's a slap in the face of the child of God. That's a smack right in the face of God and God's Word. It's challenging God's Word. What I'm wanting us to understand when I ask the question, how should we then live? I'm wanting us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're living in an era when everything that's moral, everything that's ethical, everything that's biblical, everything that's godly, there's an attempt to undermine, tear down, and destroy, and eviscerate. And ladies and gentlemen, if we sit in silence as Christians, it shall continue to deteriorate more rapidly. We need to understand that we ask the question, how should we then live? Should we be the watchman on the wall, warning of danger ahead? Should we be the watchman on the wall that's willing to take the stand and let others know of the danger coming? Or should we sit in silence? How should we then live? Today, we're finding that our Bill of Rights are being canceled, little by little, though it may be. They're being canceled. Our Bill of Rights being eviscerated. Our First Amendment with religious liberties, freedom of speech eviscerated. An attempt to infringe upon our Second Amendment rights. And a major, 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 major evisceration of our Fourth Amendment rights. Ladies and gentlemen, how should we then live? What are we to do? We need to take a stand, cease being silent. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. Hang in there. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. All eyes on the federal courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware. At this hour, Hunter Biden is there, the president's son, set to plead guilty to a couple of misdemeanor federal tax evasion charges, and also will resolve firearms charges. Under a plea deal with prosecutors, the president's son will likely avoid jail time. Republicans denounce the plea deal as a sweetheart deal. This morning, there is word of a tentative five-year contract agreement between UPS and the union representing 340,000 of its employees. The tentative deal will avert a potentially catastrophic strike by UPS workers. With thousands of high temperature records shattered in recent days, more than 90 million Americans under heat alerts today. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you have earned college credits but no diploma? Would you like to finish your certified degree program? Conservative Theological University can help. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE to schedule your interview appointment. Please leave your contact information for the admission staff to reach out to you. Today's the day. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, a question that is biblical, found right in Ezekiel 33:10. And the question is, how should we then live? How should we then live? Seeing what we see taking place with the Christians in the crosshairs of the Biden administration's shotgun, if you will, how should we then live? Let me quote you from Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham recently said, and I quote, "Not surprisingly, the overwhelmingly left-wing cancel culture has aimed its most vicious verbal darts squarely at the Christians who hold to a biblical worldview founded on the authority of God's uncompromising word." Ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly what we see taking place today. And therefore, the question is, how should we then live? I believe it's time that as Christians, we stand up and speak up. I believe we need to recognize that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 10, 11, and 12 tells us. But in verse 13 of that text, we are told to put on the whole armor of God in the previous verses. Then in verse 13, having done all, stand. Having done all, stand. Dress for battle, armored to the teeth for the battle, and then stand. Don't run. Don't hide. Don't avoid, but simply stand. That's what a Christian soldier is supposed to do. Before we take our caller, let me just read you a headline. 250 Hollywood stars. Punish everyone who promotes biological sex. Over 250 celebrities in film, music, and other industries signed an open letter to precious social media companies to censor certain speech regarding transgender individuals and transgender movement. Among those things, the letter takes issue with misgendering or referring to a person by their biological sex rather than their preferred gender, dead naming, as it is called, which is called a person by their birth name rather than their preferred name. Targeted misgendering and dead naming of trans or non-binary people is a widespread mode of hate speech across all platforms, they say, utilized by bully and harass prominent public figures while simultaneously expressing hatred and contempt for others. All these celebrities filled with the spirit of the Antichrist, this writer says. And ladies and gentlemen, it's just part and parcel of the program of Christian hatred, bashing God, bashing the Word of God. And the more we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, with the onslaught of artificial intelligence, the more we see today with the onslaught of the very rapidly coming to be introduced digital currency, the more we see, ladies and gentlemen, with the onslaught of the dual justice system, the more we need to recognize that the Christians are being persecuted and prosecuted today as never before. Look at a headline, disturbing revelation shows that the FBI is spying on you. Who do you think they're spying on most? The conservatives, the Christians, the MAGA people, as they call us. We need to be very, very careful in the analysis of what's happening and be willing to stand. We have Glenn on the line. Glenn, go with the question or comment, please.
Well, sir, there's a lot of things going on. It's not just one pot boiling. There's 100 pots boiling. But specifically, the Christian conservative will be the one targeted, not just in America, but around the world. If you go to China, okay, if you were to have a Bible in China, you'd be in prison. They have underground churches, okay? You're allowed to spread the gospel of the Chinese version of religion, which is basically the government first. They don't want you to have the mindset that there is a divine creator and a savior named Jesus Christ. They want you to be subservient and obedient to the government. At any rate, the bottom line is this. We've been told, the scripture has told us what to expect. We know that there is evil in the world, but it's really difficult for a person to comprehend or to have the capability to understand how evil the devil is and his minions. When you look at, I believe it's 1 Peter, is that what it is? Yeah, 1 Peter, about chapter 5, he says, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. In verse 11, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We know that God has already won the battle, but we're currently in the conflict. So the challenge to Christians is to know that you're going to be persecuted, to know that you're being watched, to know that you're under the microscope. If you get pulled before the police or the courts, the federal government, all right, my Bible says you don't have to worry about what you're going to say. That's maybe an opportunity to speak the truth to that audience. Even the Apostle Paul was put in chains, and then he was allowed to speak to leadership. Okay, imagine being a Roman guard chained up or watching the Apostle Paul, and the Apostle Paul was basically writing, penning the words that in whatever circumstance he was in, he was going to be content. Wrap your mind around that. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be under the microscope. This is not if, it's when. It is in progress. On the broader scale, looking just at world events, You see politicians that praise the China model during the pandemic, or whatever you want to call the last 3 years that we've suffered at the hands of government officials, okay? But anyone who spoke out against what was being propagandized was censored.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This morning, I was, go ahead.
No, I was listening. I said, that's right. Go ahead.
I was reading an article, Dr. Robert Malone, who's one of the foremost mRNA, is that what it's called? mRNA,
right.
the origins of that type of a vaccine. It's gene therapy. It's not a vaccine. It's gene therapy. And there's all sorts of side effects and issues. But this man actually was one of the designers of this and had taken one of the first vaccines and started suffering severe side effects. So he started digging. Because when something goes wrong, the human nature is to ask why. From children up to adults, we want to know why. So he started digging. And it's like, why would they push something if they knew it was bad for us? Why would they do that? Well, going back to how evil the devil and his minions are, the devil wants to destroy humanity. The devil wants to crush humanity. The devil wants to do anything that perverts and subverts the will of God. If you can just get an idea in your head of how evil the devil is, then all the things start to add up. I made a little list because Dr. Robert Malone revealed what was called the Kissinger Report. It's called NSSM-200. N is in November, Sierra Mike 200. And it's a declassified document about population control. Well, that sounds like you're chasing a rabbit down a hole, doesn't it? But it goes on to detail how at the point that humanity reaches approximately 8 to 9 billion people, they would have to go into high gear to reduce population. Why do you think that the federal government, our federal government, exports, in order for other countries to get money from the U.S. government, they're exporting the idea of birth control, abortion, euthanasia. Hey, they even had studies in Pakistan, okay, gender studies. Why would you export that to Pakistan so Pakistan can get federal money? They have to teach this to their population. Well, gender studies, what is this about? Well, if you have homosexual relationships, lesbian relationships, transgender, whatever, relationships, they do not procreate. You're controlling the population. Mm-hmm. When you take someone that can't determine whether or not they're a boy or a girl, it used to be called a mental illness, gender dysphoria, and now they're like, even as a child, the parents should support whether or not they want to transition from boy to girl or girl to boy. Well, do you think that those children with transition surgeries will be able to reproduce? Let me answer the question. No, they will not. What would the devil do? He would stop procreation of human beings, trying to withhold the miracles of God that come through people, all right, and ideas and inventions. I think we've touched on this before. Mm-hmm. But it goes all the way through the listing of promoting wars, promoting famine. And you're like, you've got to be kidding. This is a U.S. document of how that they were going to control until it got out of control, because now we're over 8 billion people in the world now as of 2022. They're pulling out all the stops. This sounds like insanity. It's not insanity. It is planned. It's planned and prepared. It's being pushed on us. The point is this, not despair, but a sense of urgency, a sense of urgency. If you knew that today was the last day we're going to live, how would you live differently? If you knew that there is the choice of eternity in hell or eternity in heaven, and you knew how to get to heaven, shouldn't you tell somebody about that? Shouldn't you encourage them to accept the price that Jesus Christ paid for us on the cross so we could spend eternity with him and our Heavenly Father, our Creator in heaven, rather than an eternal suffering hell? It's not a matter of people will come across and say, well, I'm a good person. I've done a lot of good things. That's not what the Bible says. It says the Bible standard is perfection. God's standard is perfection. We are not perfect. The only way we get to heaven is through Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, the life, the only way to get to the Father. So it should be a sense of urgency and not despair. No one's going to live here forever on earth in these bodies, okay? Somebody should get a clue And this is the clue.
Yeah, that's right. Glenn, one of the questions that comes to mind as I hear you and you're on target, spot on with what you're saying. I pray that our listeners are tuned in and understand the focus. And I'm asking, how should we then live? And you're giving the answer. And one of the things that I see on the very near horizon is the rapidly approaching digital currency. That digital currency where everything that we buy, everything that we sell, everything that we do, every place that we go, every dime, every penny. By the way, we won't own any money. It'll be digital currency. But that, do you believe that the major ones that will be tracked, traced, followed for the future intensification of the persecution will be the Christian? How do you view that digital currency that's very, very near being introduced nationwide be the same thing that's used in China for tracking and tracing? And as you talked about a moment ago, Christians in China being persecuted in the underground church. And I use the term underground church as you did a moment ago, because the underground church is the only real church in China. The surface church, the one that's approved and certified and licensed, if you please, registered with the state, that's all phony. It's not real. But what are your thoughts about the digital currency, and will it put the Christian in more jeopardy than we're in today, and how will that be done?
Well, imagine this. If they can turn the money on and off, because digital, meaning basically they've got the switch, if they can turn it on and off, and they find out that you're donating your money to conservative causes and or religious Christian causes, what do you think they'll do? Well, I'll tell you what happened under the Obama administration. People who donated money to conservative causes were randomly audited and pulled through the IRS process, okay? They hadn't done anything wrong. They were flagged as promoting conservative ideas and vantage points, viewpoints, and politicians for election, and therefore they were they were targeted. They were demonized. They put them through the system. It didn't matter that the person was innocent and hadn't done anything wrong. What it did is it put them in a position to go on the defensive, right? So your time, your energy, your money is being absorbed by the process. Besides that, if they can turn the money on and off, well, we have to back up just a minute. There was COVID relief money. Do you remember this? They would give money to institutions to help pay for, a payroll, okay, to keep your employees. All right. They gave it to businesses. There was a lot of fraud. We'll never know the depths of that. But they gave it to churches. They gave it to churches. Okay. Well, the attorneys for the churches said, well, you know, it looks like there's no strings attached. We can take the money and do this and this. Okay. It's free money. There's nothing free. If they gave you something, they're going to get something in return. Okay. There are strings attached. Nothing free. So now that you have cashed the government check, okay, you put it in your bank account. They've got your bank account information probably if they went to look for it with a subpoena. But you provided it to them freely, no questions asked. So the money that the federal government gave businesses and churches, the government has come back and said, okay, what did you do with our money? You know, there's been a lot of fraud. Well, now you have to defend where you spent the money. Did you let the camel in the tent? Yes, you did.
Absolutely.
You go to a relief station, you say, oh, they're knocking at the door. We want to know if you spent that COVID payroll money for the designated payroll, or if you spend it anywhere else. If you spent a nickel in the wrong direction, they're going to turn you upside down with an audit. And by the way, they're going to want their money back. Some churches that spent a nickel or whatever it was in the wrong direction were required to pay the money back. Those churches closed. All right. What if they demand to see your list of contributors? You know, the people that give their money to the church, you know, for the cause of the gospel. Well, your name is on a list at your church. It's not provided publicly, but if they took federal money, do you think the federal government can get that list? Yes, sir. Yes,
Absolutely.
Sir, they can. All right. Control, Absolutely. Ultimate control of how you spend your money. And here again, you bought too much food or too much fuel. You've traveled too far. We're going to limit what you can spend because the digital currency can be stopped. It's not in your hand. It's not gold or silver or even that piece of paper, a coupon we call a dollar bill. All right. That's not money again. That's currency. We agree it has a value, so it does. And when it doesn't, it doesn't. But did I hit the target? Am I around it?
Yep, absolutely. In fact, as you're speaking, I'm looking at an article. Biden has declared war on conservative Christians. The Democrats want a fundamental transformation of America. to purge Christians from public life and abolish religious freedom as we know it in America today. Last week, one of the darkest moments of the abysmal purview of Joe Biden made it clearer than ever. The Democratic Party is coming after Christians and anyone else who contradicts the left's radical abortion and LGBTQ agenda. The primetime speech on Tuesday at Philadelphia's Independence Hall, Biden doubled down on the Democrats' latest attack line, declaring his political opponents, the political opponents now, Christians being in the very center, declaring that the political opponents as an intolerable threat to America, end quote. Glenn, does that sound like some of the modus operandi that was used by Hitler in World War II to get the people to hold Hitler's hands for the evisceration, the annihilation, the destruction of the Jewish people? Is that the same playbook?
Absolutely. And it didn't happen a lot at one time. It happened a little bit at a time. People were gradually desensitized to the process. Okay. What was it the fellow said? He says, when they went after the Jews, I didn't care. I wasn't Jewish. When they went after Catholics, I didn't care. I wasn't Catholic. And when they came after me, nobody was there to defend me because I didn't defend them. And by that time, it's too late. It's too late.
One of the things that's happening, Glenn, is through the digital currency that's on the horizon, the fact that the LGBTQ sodomite agenda is being pushed by Biden on every hand. There's the persecution of Christians because all that we see happening in those areas focus on the Christian. Look at another headline, Glenn. Persecution against Christians are on the rise worldwide. Another headline that should be concerning for everyone. Dangerous for Christians. Our nation looks to severely punish any truth teller. May I say this, Glenn? I believe that what we're watching is the increasing pace of the evisceration of morals and ethics and values in our nation. So the Christian will be viewed as the one that's the promulgator of that which is bad. And civil government, God's civil government, was set up to punish evil and protect good, according to Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. But we're finding it totally reverse of that. Do you see that we've got a dual justice system, Glenn? You have a background in law enforcement. You're familiar with this. Do you believe that we've got a dual justice system? What are some of the evidences of that today, even as we witness what is happening with Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, we're seeing the promotion of freedom with no responsibility. Mm-hmm. A society do whatever it wants with no responsibility. A no-bail system in places like New York City, I think Los Angeles, maybe California as a whole, as a state, all right, where they would be arrested and back on the street. And you're like, what is going on? Even Kamala Harris was part of a group that was helping these folks get out of jail quickly and back on the street. So the police officers would pick them up, put them in jail, they're right back. What's going on here? One fellow who came into a court hearing for charges in New York was out with no bail on his fifth robbery charge. Fifth. The judge was like, wait a minute. There are already four other pending robberies, and you're not in jail? And he ordered that he be placed in confinement. What's going on? That's insanity, right? Well, it depends. If you're trying to promote anarchy, then you're on the right track, which doesn't seem like it makes sense. But if you're playing for the other team of destruction, it makes perfect sense. Under the Obama administration, the Department of Homeland Security document was leaked. It specifically stated that former military, former police, and Christian conservatives were basically potential domestic terrorists. Mm-hmm. What? Wait. The ones that fought for the freedom of our nation, the ones who fight daily wearing a police uniform, sheriff's deputy, these are your potential domestic extremists? Your conservative Christians, the ones who actually believe that God's watching everything and we want to do what's right and help other people, these are the bad guys? Well, this world is upside down. If the good guys are the bad guys and the bad guys are the good guys, do you see where this goes really, really down the hole?
Yes.
How do you fix that? How do you fix that?
Glenn, one of the things, one of the things that I've asked, and it's a Ezekiel question, how should we then live? We understand where we are. In fact, another headline, top library officials in America go public with a scheme to pounce on all Christians. To pounce on all Christians. That would have been unheard of just a few years back. I'm looking at another article, Glenn. It's from Jay Sekulow, ACLU. ACLJ. Biden's FBI has planted spies in our churches to monitor radical traditionalist Christians and their theology. The deep state is threatening you like as though you're a criminal or a terrorist. The Biden's FBI, IRS, DOJ, and the whole alphabet soup corrupt federal agencies are surreptitiously threatening our religious liberties. Christian kids are kicked out of federal museums. Children are searched and have their Bibles confiscated at schools if the Word of God is as if the Word of God is contraband, with the Department of Education now undercutting religious liberty. The IRS is targeting Christian groups. Realtors are banned from including the John 3:16 and Jesus Loves You in their emails. Biden's Secret Service even threatened to arrest a pastor for praying outside the Chinese embassy. Nearly every deep state rule changes as some nefarious attack on the Christian faith trying to bury it, according to Jay Sekulow with ACLJ. And Glenn, finally, headline says, Christian pastor and his family fleeing this continent due to governmental persecution, facing a dramatic surge in Christian persecution in his home country of Canada, a pastor has exiled his family to a relative religious safety area. According to the report from Joey Pullman of the Federalist, it is a pastor, Harold Ratsu, or I-S-T-A-U, who has moved his family because his own government has invoked emergency war measures to punish all citizens who intend to protest where he prayed and sang the national anthem. The seminary professor was at the truck convoy that protested COVID lockdowns in the nation, and he is now suing the government over the decision to treat him in that fashion. And he goes on to talk about how he's been treated. He discovered that there's no hope for the Christians in Canada. He and his entire family now in exile in another country for fear of their lives, simply for being a Christian. And I understand that's in Canada, but Glenn, I see that as being a perfect example of what's happening in America. So the resolution question is this, Glenn, and I want you to wrap us up with this thought. How should we then live? As Christians, what ought we to do?
Well, Jesus told us, Matthew 24, starting at verse 5, he says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, then kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. It's going to get ugly. He told us. This is not right. A revelation of some new finding. This is already in writing. Okay? Mm-hmm. What a person should do is be searching for the truth and studying the truth. Don't take my word for it. Get in the book. Get in the Bible and look it up. Do a little digging on history. Okay?
Glenn,
this stuff is not just surprise. It's history.
Absolutely. Glenn, thank you so much for taking time to join us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester.